What should I keep in mind to protect myself while divorcing a narcissist?
Yeah, so this is a really good question.
Hey, welcome to the WTF Divorce Podcast. My name is Rob Roseman. On this show, we talk about everything divorce, whether you're thinking about divorce, going through it, or figuring out life after. Divorce, co-parenting, dating. We cover it all and break it into short clips so it's easy for you to find and learn from. If you want more help, head on over to WTFdivorce.com. Thanks for listening. On to today's show. Real quick, let's talk about today's sponsor. The WTF Divorce Podcast is sponsored by Our Family Wizard. If you're a co-parent, you know how frustrating it can be constantly going back and forth with your ex about the kids, schedule, and expenses. Our Family Wizard helps keep everything organized in one app, making co-parenting communication less stressful. More about how Our Family Wizard can help in a few minutes, but now on to today's show. What should I keep in mind to protect myself while divorcing a narcissist?
Yeah, so this is a really good question. I like to say that, and I think most people in our field like to say that the word narcissist gets, you know, tossed around a lot. And if you're going to use that word in court or in a mediation or in your litigation, you need to have the evidence that supports it. You need to have the characteristics and the features, proof of what you're saying. So if you toss that word out there, it can't just be because somebody was mean to you one day. It has to be actual proof, a pattern, perhaps diagnosed, perhaps a psych evaluation. So here's kind of like my top tips. I've dealt with lots of individuals who act that way. And here's kind of some tips that I've always used. First is always documenting everything. So that is, you know, whether that's Our Family Wizard, whether that's taking screenshots, whether that is making recordings, making police reports, documenting everything. Unfortunately, that's in almost every case, but definitely with those types of individuals. The second piece of advice I always give is working with your attorney to make sure they understand what they're dealing with, and making sure that y'all are on the same page about your strategy. Because narcissists want to like cause chaos and cause confusion and throw everything up at the wall, and they expect you to get all worked up as well. And so I like to say, if you're kind of the cool, calm, and collected one, and you're giving facts and documentation and evidence to show either the court or the guardian ad litem, this actually isn't correct, and here's kind of the proof that shows why what the chaos they're causing isn't correct, that's really helpful. And that kind of ties back into your documentation. And then some other suggestion is you might want to file a motion for a psychological evaluation. You can do that in almost every state. I've found those to be extremely helpful because then you actually have a professional, you know, a psychologist, a PhD, a doctor who is actually able to justify what you're saying, right? Like you're saying, seeing all these things, you're seeing them cause chaos, confusion, lies, all these things. And if you have a doctor or a PhD or psychologist who actually is like, yeah, all these traits line up with this, then that really helps you as well. Also additional witnesses. So part of my documentation plan with my clients is always like, okay, list out who are the witnesses. So I had one case actually where we made a whole long laundry list of all the behaviors we saw and then a person that could corroborate that. So that might be like the front desk lady at the dentist office. You know, it might be like the, you know, the teacher at school. It could be the person who was sitting in on the parent teacher conference. You know, it could be a person who saw something happen at a gas station. So witnesses to corroborate, because sometimes in family court, no matter what state you're in, the judges have a hard time figuring out who to believe, mom or dad, parent or parent, like who am I supposed to believe here? And lay witnesses or even professional witnesses are super helpful when you're trying to figure out, okay, let me pinpoint for the court this narcissistic behavior. Mm-hmm. I hope that answered your question about how to.
Yeah, no, and that's good, because I think, like you said, a lot of people throw that term out. I'm sure it feels like it, but it sounds like using that word isn't really even going to help you in whether it's a court or a mediation, because it just sounds like you're not necessarily qualified to it. You're being emotional. And then, like you said, anything that's going to feed the fire and make it more combative is actually working in their benefit. Yeah. That's what they want to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Absolutely. Yeah. And therapy also helps too. So if like maybe this listener was also asking like how to just deal with it in general and get through it. And some of my clients and my experiences with dealing with this, you've got to have a really good therapist to just help you through the process, because you're going through the process and maybe it settles or maybe it goes to trial, but you've got to have your own therapist to really help you deal with the chaos and the stress. You've got to be able to get out of bed and go to work and deal with your kiddos every single day dealing with this chaos. And most narcissists, if they are truly a narcissist going through litigation with you, they're not going to settle. And so you are looking at all of those kind of end result trial strategies I just gave. But you got to get through it. And that's hard. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you really do. It's like once you move into this divorce phase, you almost have to treat it like, okay, I'm game planning here. I have to strategize. I have to do things that I wasn't doing in the marriage. Hold my cards close to the vest. It's like a completely almost playing a character now. It's like things have changed.
Yep. Yeah.
That's great advice. Mm-hmm. Well, Jen, thank you so much. Let people know where they can find you.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm located in the North Georgia area in Canton, Georgia. Online, you can find us at Jen Geller Law on Instagram. And then, of course, Geller Law on Facebook. And then our website is jengellerlaw.com. I appreciate you having me on today.
Jen with two N's, anybody checking it out. So thank you, Jen, so much for being on today.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
The WTF Divorce Podcast is sponsored by Our Family Wizard. If you're a co-parent, you know how frustrating it can be constantly going back and forth with your ex about the kids, schedules, and expenses. Our Family Wizard helps keep everything organized in one app, making co-parenting communication less stressful. Here's Maddie to explain how Our Family Wizard changed her co-parenting life.
Before Our Family Wizard, my co-parent and I were constantly arguing. We disagreed on the cost of our kids' activities. We would fight over whose turn it was to pick up our daughter from school. We had absolutely no boundaries. Our Family Wizard has not only improved communication between us, but it has also saved my sanity. We use the shared calendars, expense tracking, and secure messaging on a daily basis. The ability to coordinate and share important information, plus manage expenses, has stopped the confusion and the fighting. This allowed us to put all our focus back on just enjoying the quality time we have with our kids.
Join more than 1 million parents and family law professionals who trust Our Family Wizard. Go to www.ourfamilywizard.com/WTF and get free co-parenting tips and insights from family law and mental health experts. That's www.ourfamilywizard.com/WTF to get started today.